Good morning, Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solution. The Rand weakens as trade tensions ease and strong US data puts Fed cuts hopes on ice. Tell us where we are.
Good morning, Howard. Leading up to yesterday, markets were pricing in a 25 basis point cut, and that has been supporting the Rand largely in these turmoil times. However, yesterday, following some strong retail numbers as well as production numbers from the US, we actually saw that sentiment erode quite rapidly, with fewer people now anticipating a 25 basis point cut by the Fed this evening. That, in conjunction with the Saudi tension, is actually squeezing the Rand quite a bit, seeing a bit of volatility come back into the market yesterday, and even trading as high as 1482.
Wow. So we didn't see this coming at all, actually.
We didn't see this coming, no. Initially, we were under the impression that a 25 basis point has already been marked priced in. It's already evident on the yield curve. But now the stronger data is suggesting that maybe Jerome Powell and his team tonight will take a more conservative approach and say, hold off, let's not cut these rates at the moment, and we'll wait to see further signs of ail from the US economy before we make these decisions.
Is the Saudi oil situation impacting?
The Saudi oil situation is definitely impacting. Currently, there is quite a bit of tension flaring up between Saudi, Iran, and now also the US getting involved. And we can actually see that developing into quite a militaristic type of environment. And the worst thing for emerging markets is any type of military outbreak. So currently keeping a very close eye on that, hoping that it won't escalate to those levels. But the lost production of oil is definitely going to have a long-term effect as well, even though the AA has come and said that we will still see a petrol price cut in October. The future is a bit murky in terms of what the oil price will do.
All right. And where are we starting the day today, and what are the ranges?
We are starting at 14.70 against the dollar, 16.27 against the euro, 18.36 against the pound, and 4.15 against the shekel. We can expect the rand to come under pressure, especially this afternoon, should the US data prove to be positive. We'll also be keeping an eye on local CPI and retail figures that will add to the rand's performance. But we are adjusting our range a leg weaker to 14.65, trading all the way up to about 14.86 during the course of the day. And then obviously tonight, depending on what the stance by the Fed is, that will determine the direction of the rand tomorrow morning.
Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, speaking to us every morning at this time.